How to explore the world around you. It is very common to spot some flowers and a small patch of grassy land on your backyard. Exploring the world is well beyond the spotting of things in your backyard. There are beautiful buds shooting out of small bushes. Tiny creatures live in the grasses. Looking closely can get you to explore the world around you, says Susie Grindler. Step outside. 1. Walk to your backyard. Go to your lawn or garden regularly. You will certainly spot something new and fascinating. 2. Observation. Notice everything closely. Observe the happening around you. Most of the times, something unusual happens in the weirdest of places. Take a look into the bushes, shrubs, trees, etc. 3. Go further. You don't have to restrict yourself to the boundaries of your garden. You could as well move on to something more thrilling and adventurous. It could be the woods nearby or a small hilly region in your proximity. There are numerous things you could spot in these new places. 4. Hunt for fascination. While exploring, always try to spot the interesting and new things. Keep an eye out for everything that is new and spotty. You will often find objects, items left behind by other people. Store them with yourself as a memory of the adventure or a souvenir. 5. Carry your tools. According to Susie Grindler, you need to ensure having the items needed on an adventure. Cameras, magnifying glass, binoculars are some of the few things to carry. These items will help capture the moment of interest instantly and more closely. 6. Record. Have your own scrapbook or album to keep a record. Record all the findings and memories you've collected. It is a good way to spend time looking through the books later on. 7. Have a lot of fun. It isn't great if it isn't fun. An adventure becomes all the more interesting if you're excited and having a lot of fun doing it.